Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/adlarge and use code ADLARGE for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adlarge and use code ADLARGE at checkout.
Today, we have a legendary guest, Keiichi Tsuchiya, also known as the Drift King. He's a Japanese motorsports driver who is a cultural icon and famous for popularizing drifting, turning it into a global motorsport phenomenon. He's an icon who has inspired everything from hit anime series to the Fast and Furious franchise. Unfortunately, due to the event schedule, we only had 30 minutes with him, so I had to trim down more than half of my questions. But it was still a huge honor to sit with the GOAT himself. So, without further ado, here's my interview with legend Keiichi Tsuchiya. What's up, guys? So since you guys have been enjoying the podcast so much, we're dropping our first official Street Alpha Podcast set merch. So we have all sizes. Make sure you guys hit the links below to get your merch. And also, make sure you guys get your keychains and lanyards to support the brand. Also, make sure you guys cop the Street Alpha GSF collab merch. It is so fire. You guys need to get yours. So cop out before they sell out. Welcome back to another episode of the Street Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Tooks. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with a true icon in the world of drifting and motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Keiichi Tsuchiya, also known as the Drift King. Let's clap it up. Sorry, guys. So I have like notes and stuff because we have 30 minutes roughly to get this done. But thank you guys so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to have you on the podcast. We have a translator, Shota. So he's going to be translating for you guys. That way we can get everything clear in English. So what I would want to know, and I'm sure your fans would want to know, is how you first got into drifting and what drew you to this style of driving.
ドリフトに興味を持ったのは小学校5年から6年生の時にテレビを見てですね。
So when I first started intrigued by the drifting world, I was a fifth grade elementary school kid. I was watching a TV. That was the first moment.
Yeah. で、そのテレビが日本グランプリっていう。
Japan Grand Prix, the Japan GP, that was the race title.
マツダの RX3 と。
RX3.
日産スカイライン GTR のハコスカの戦い。
日産スカイライン GT、ハコスカ、they're battling each other.
そこで高橋国光さんがハコスカでドリフトしてた。
国光高橋 was a racer at that time, and、yes. He started drifting on that show.
そこから憧れました。
That was the first、dream I had with the drifting.
So he is actually who created drifting, correct?
そうですね。その当時はそんなにその滑らせてるドライバーはあまりいませんでした。
There are very less racers who drifts on our circuit, and he literally started a drifting techniques.
So now, was his first car a Skyline C10, or was it a Ken Miri? Because there's some little bit of speculation with that.
そうですね。18歳で免許を取った時に、その高橋国光さんに憧れてたので、ハコスカを買いました。
When I was 18 years old, I was very, very, you know, admire of Kunimitsu Takahashi, so I bought a Hakosuka around that time.
GTR was 高いので買えなくて。
GTR was too expensive for me, so okay. I couldn't afford it.
2000 GT でした。
That was 2000 GT.
2000 GT, okay.
Yeah.
Can you share some of the challenges you faced in the early days of your career when drifting was still relatively unknown?
一番難しかったのはやっぱりアメリカとかヨーロッパに行った時に、まあ、2002、3年にアメリカ、ヨーロッパ行った時にドリフトって言ったらお前らは日本語だろうっ っていう、その英語を知らねえのかって言われましたよね。これはサイドウェイだって言われた。
The most difficult part for me was around 2002 to 2003 when I went to the US or like EU, Europe countries. Many people told me, you know, you're not good at English. You don't know the word sideways. What's the drifting?That's their first impression. So I was having a hard time with that one.
So drifting was already created, right? And you kind of made it popular. Actually, you did make it popular for it to migrate over here to the West. So when did you have the vision to kind of make it a big deal for the world?
ドリフトはもう日本でも なかったんですよね。もうジムカーナーとかラリーとかダートラーがそういうドリフトをしてたんで、レースでドリフトを使う人はいませんでしたね。
We haven't had someone like, you know, drifting in the actual race.
Yeah.
We had someone who drifts in the gymkhana or like a dirt track.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was the only one around that time.
So back then, right, what was a car that you loved aside from the A86 before that?
86の前が KP61 のスターレットでしたね。
So before the 86, KP8 Starlet.
Yes.
Yes.
Starlet? Okay.
だから僕がそのドリフトを始めたのは1980年の、KP61 で雪の中をドリフトして練習してました。
So when I first started practicing drifting, that was around 1980. I was drifting in the snow with the KP61.
In the snow.In the
snow drifting.
Snow drifting.
So what was the inspiration behind creating the famous Initial D anime and how involved were you in the production of it?
Initial D に関しては、その重野先生がまだ大学生時代にバリバリ伝説っていうバイクの峠を走る漫画を描いてたんですよ。で、その後、その僕が1984年にカーボーイっていう雑誌の編集長、池田編集長から君はドリフトキングだって言われるようになって、そこからそのホットバージョンを見て重野先生がイニシャル D を書き始めました。
So when the author Shigeno-san, when he was university student, he was writing a Bari Bari Racers, that's a motorcycle in Toge series.
Okay.
Yes.And 1984, there was a magazine called Cowboy, yes. And Ikeda-san, who was the editor at the Cowboy, called him Drift King. Mm-hmm. That was a starting point. And the hot version was actually made around that time, too, yeah.
So do we expect to ever see maybe like a remake or something like that, or a newer version coming out of it anytime in the future?
まあ MF ゴーストっていうのが続きでやってますけど、僕はやっぱりイニシャル D で関わらせてもらったんで、監修をやらせてもらったんで、まあそっちの続きの方の MF ゴーストはやってませんけれども、僕の中でやっぱりこうイニシャル D がメインなんで。
As you know, MF Ghost continues after the Initial D.But I get supervised the Initial D from the first scratch.
Okay.
So, you know, I have Initial D only in my mind. That's the...
okay, okay. So, how do you feel about the evolution of drifting from an underground movement to a global motorsport?
まあ一番はその1990年代、日本だとそのドリフト族っていうその族、暴走族扱いをされてたんですよ。毎週毎週、週末の夕方のニュースで取り上げられるような、それが僕はすごく嫌で、で弱戦にしたかった。弱戦イコール FIA 公認になるんで、そういうその活動をしてました。
So around 1990s, you know, in Japan we were called as a drift tribe, so they're like you know, Yankee kind of vibes、mm-hmm. around that time, and every once in a whileAfter the weekend, our broadcast actually tells about the drift tribe, illegal drifting, and I really hate that. So I just wanted to change the situation. Jeff, J-A-F, I wanted to make it Jeff. That equals to the FIA approved.
Okay.
ドリフトをモータースポーツにしたかったんです。
I want to make it drift into the actual motorsports.
Ah, okay. So, which leads me to my next question. So, what are your thoughts on the current state of drifting, both in Japan and internationally?
日本のドリフトは、まあ、日本発祥なんだけれども、今アメリカ、ヨーロッパの方がすごい。
Well, drifting actually was born in Japan, but, you know, Europe, US drifters are, you know, way bigger market as well as the way better.
日本はもう車が、そのドリフトに向いてる車がもうない。
We don't really have a car that fits suitable for drifting anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
We do?
もうシルビアも86も RX7 もスカイラインも GTR もみんなアメリカ、ヨーロッパに行っちゃってるから日本に車はない。
All the car that he raced it was in,、exported overseas. So we don't really have the good conditioned、JDM cars anymore.
Ah, so JDM cars are the best option for you to drift with, basically.
JDM の車が一番いいっていうのは、その、じゃあアメリカにしてもヨーロッパにしてもチューニングパーツが少なすぎる。日本の JDM だと、もうデフでもミッションでもエンジンでもパーツがものすごい豊富だから、だから JDM が世界で好まれるんだと思います。
Do you know why JDM is really popular among all around the world? That's because there are so many tuning parts. OEM is available for all the markets,
right.
So you can easily pick up the parts and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the main part.
Okay, so. Can you talk about your experience filming the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift and how it contributed to the global awareness of drifting?
まあ、あの、ワイルドスピードの時もイニシャル D と同じです。その、監修という立場で携わってました。
It was the same as Initial D. I was a supervisor,
okay.
For the show around that time. Yes, that was my relationship with the, Fast and Furious.
まあ、主役のその練習してる峠で練習してるシーンは僕がやってます。
There's a leading character for practice is on a toge drifting. That was me, driven by me. Yes.
So in the scene where you guys were fishing, right?
Yeah.
Were you actually driving the car in that scene?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
釣りのシーンは別で撮ってるから。
Yeah, we filmed differently. Different time.
走りは走り、釣りは釣りで別々に撮ってます。
Fishing, drifting.Another time.
Okay.
まあ、仙人みたいな役なんで、音を聞いてるだけで判断するっていう役だったので、割と楽でしたよ。
I'm like a super monk on that show, you know? Just the master of drifting. So I was literally listening to the drifting sound to determine if he's good or bad. So it was easy. Yeah.
That's like a pretty iconic scene. I remember when I first saw it, I was like,
まさにアイコンのシーン。
If they knew that who that was, like, you know, you would know, but it was kind of cool to see you in that scene. So it was like...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, we made a little cameo there. It was pretty cool. まさにここに土屋さんがいるっていうのもびっくりです。It was kind of like the Marvel movies.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. What advice would you give to young drivers who want to pursue a career in drifting?
まあ、若い子たちはやっぱり命を大事にしてほしいなっていうのと、人に迷惑をかけないところで走ってほしいなと思います。
So I want our young generation to be safe at first.
Okay.
Don't die because of the drifting.And I want you to run in a safe environment. Yes, not in the illegal way.
Are there any, let's say for younger people who are getting into drifting, what car do you recommend for them?
どんな車ってやっぱり FR が一番楽しいですよね。
FR is the most fun.
Which one?
FR. FR.
FR. BMW and Mercedes and Toyota GR86 and Subaru.
Mercedes?
BRZ?
Mercedes as well.
Really?
Yeah, Mercedes.
Which Mercedes?
C63.
C63.
For drifting?
Yeah.
Really?
Very good.
Wow,
Very good.
I was not expecting that. Okay. So if you can afford a Mercedes 663, then that's a good car to get into if you want to learn how to drift. So Honda, any Hondas that you would recommend in today's
Honda
market?
Honda は S2000 ですね。
S2000?
Oh, S2000?
Yes.
Okay. So isn't S2000 a good car to drift in because of the 50-50 weight distribution? Is it more snappy, more responsive?
ドリフトしづらいんじゃないかと思うんですけど、いかがでしょう。
ドリフトはね、向いてないんですよ。
It's not suited for the drifting, as you say.
Okay.
S2000 はタイムアタックマシンなんで。
S2000 is a time attack machine.
で、ドリフトに向いてるのは NSX。
NSX, it's good for drifting for sure.
NSX.
NSX, NA1, NA2.
NA1 and NA2, yes, okay. It's really nice.
Wow. So, which car has been your favorite to drift and why?
まあ一番好きなのは NA2 の NSX のタイプ R、AE86、
NA2 NSX Type R and AE86, that's my favorite.
AE86.
Yes.
So what takes number one?
Ah, number one.
Number one.
Number one, 86.
Everybody pretty much knows that car and obviously what you've done with it. So that makes sense.So how do you maintain your driving skills to this day? And do you have any specific training or practice routines?
まあ一番はやっぱり雪の上で毎日走ることですね。
You gotta practice in the snow every day. That makes you really, really nice. Good driver.
You guys get a lot of snow in Japan?
まあ winter season は、
yeah?
毎日
winter season.
田舎が長野県なんで毎晩降ります。
I'm from a city called Nagano Prefecture that snows every day during the winter time.
Wow.
Yes.
But why snow? Is it because you have to control the car more? Or is...
雪だと車の挙動がそのこういう舗装の上よりも分かりやすい。
So when it snows, it's easier to grasp how the car moves. Yeah, like suspensions and every other, you know, details.Right.
So, what do you think the future holds for drifting, and where do you see the sport going in the next decade?
Well, 少なくともドリフトはなくなることはないと思う。その、なんだろう。その車に興味がない人が見ても、子供でもおじいちゃんでもおばあちゃんでも、左にコーナー曲がってんのに右にハンドル切ってるっていう、なんだこれはっていう、そこがそのドリフトの面白いところなんで、この競技がなくなることはないと思う。
I think the drifting never perish in the future. Yeah. Everyone can enjoy, even you're not interested in the motorsport industry, car itself. You are cornering to left, but you're actually steering to your right. That's opposite, you know. It's such a contradiction.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How do you feel about how, I guess, large Formula Drift has become nowadays.
Formula D は Formula D のレギュレーションでやってますからね。だからその日本だとやっぱり FIA 規格のルールでやってますから、ジャッジの仕方が違いますよね。あのモータースポーツ、純粋なモータースポーツの、コースだとライン取り、アウトインアウト、アウトインアウトがセオリーですね。あのフォーミュラ D だとアウトアウトアウトアウトアウトアウトだからフォーミュラ D のその審査はよくわかんない。
In the FD, they ran the event by their own regulation.
Okay.
Yes, and we adapted the FIA rule. Yes, so there's a different judging methods have been applied, and we do out in out as a Japanese way to do it.
Okay.
And then FD, they're doing the out, 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 out. Yeah. So I don't understand how you judge the FD style.
Oh, you don't? I was going to say, because so if you're watching Formula D, how do you know who wins? Like, it's basically based on the judges. Like, are you able to kind of distinguish who's actually a clear winner? Or?
Yes. I don't really know who's the winner or not. That's
How do you see the relationship between car culture and drifting, especially in Japan?
まあ、車文化っていうか、世界がちょっとこう2、3年前まで EV に方向が行ったでしょ？でも日本のトヨタは絶対 EV には行かない。ハイブリッドのそのエンジンは絶対に譲らないっていう。だからそれはもうアメリカもヨーロッパも去年ぐらいから舵を切り出してるよね。EV をもう作らないっていう風にアメリカもヨーロッパもなってきたんで、 もう僕としては嬉しいです。
So back in 2 to 3 years ago, the world has、had shifted to, you know, making more EV、yeah. over gasoline engines.、Right.But the Japanese Toyota, Nihon Toyota, they never changed their policy. They kept making a hybrid engine. And US and EU is now following that, you know, Toyota style. So I feel really happy about it.
So what was it like to transition from being a professional racer to mentor and teacher for the next generation of drivers?
まあ、若い子たちを、やっぱりそのドリフトも、そのレースも、若い子たちをやっぱりこう、一流のプロにしていくことが僕の仕事だと思いますよ。お客さんに喜んでもらえるようなイベントをしていくっていうのは僕の仕事だと思います。
So, I want my young generation to be a really good driver, professional driver, at least in the future. And, I want every spectators to be very happy at the track. That's my initial goal and, yes, current goal
right
now.
That's awesome.So, do you have any personal projects or goals related to the motorsports that you're currently working on?
今やってるのは僕はその日本でスーパー GT っていう日本のトップカテゴリーのレースをやってますから、やっぱりそういう意味でもドリフトも含めて若い子たちをやっぱり一流にしたいなっていうそういう活動はしてます。
So back in Japan, I run a race. You know, my team runs a race in Super GT, which is a top category in Japan.And I just want to, you know, make more good drifters from my side to make all the motorsports world better, yes, for the future.
So how do you balance the art of drifting and technical aspects of driving? And what do you think is more important for success in a sport?
まあ、ドリフトが成功するためには今みたいな見せるドリフトはもう飽きられると思う。もう2000年から僕はその D1 グランプリを始めましたけど、でそこからアメリカがフォーミュラー D、ヨーロッパがドリフトキング、ドリフトキングチャンピオンシップをやるようになって、それぞれがやっぱりね、その派手なのが好きなんだよね。派手なドリフトが。で、派手なドリフトって何っていうと、煙がもくもく出て角度がいっぱいついて、そんなの10年見てきたお客さんはもう飽きちゃうんですよ。だから僕が理想とするのは、45度以内の美しい角度で美しいアクセルワークをして立ち上がるっていう技術的な部分でお客さんに喜んでもらいたいなっていうその迫力はもう飽きたね。
I think the drifting、current trend is to make it look more dynamic, sexier、mm-hmm. although I think it's going to be a little too outdated. It's going to be outdatedback in 2000, I started a D1 GP in Japan. That was a major drifting event. And from then, America has started a Formula Drift. And in following EU, European countries, they started a Drift King Championship. And then they like it look really, really gorgeous and dynamic, big drifting, high angles.You know, but the people who have been watching this sport for about 10 years,
yeah.
they will be, you know, not that much interested in anymore with that style. So what I like is the most 45 degrees, within the 45 degrees angle,
okay.
with the axle work, I want, you know, I want to have more a technical side of the drifting, yes.Otherwise, this world will get a little bit, yeah, OG.
美しくて速いドリフトが好きです。
Yes. I like the beautiful looking drifting with the speed.
Yes. I agree.
Racing techniques.
I agree. So, what are we expecting to see from you today?
まあ、だから、その参加者に聞かないと分かんないですよね。インターナショナルルールでやるのか、フォーミュラー D ルールでやるのか。それは彼らに聞いてからやります。
I'd like to listen to everyone involved、okay. about how you guys would like to be judged.、is it going to be an international style or FD style? And I'd like to start it、before I get on that、judging stand.
I'm excited. I've never seen you drive in person, and I'm sure tons of other people are going to be excited too to see you. It's an honor.I want to say thank you for your contributions to motorsports and drifting in general and making it a popular thing and inspiring so many people. so many people. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. There you guys have it. We have the Drift King. We're on a time crunch here, but we made it happen. If you guys are listening and watching, make sure you guys like, share, comment, and subscribe. And if you guys are listening on all streaming platforms, make sure you keep listening on all streaming platforms. And until next time, guys, see you on the next one. Peace. So there was so much more I wanted to ask DK in terms of his earlier career with motorsports and toge battles, but we didn't have the time to. So if you guys want to see a part two with DK, let us know down below in the comments. Either way, it was still a huge honor to be able to sit with the GOAT himself and interview him. Thank you guys for watching, and yeah, I'll catch you guys on the next one.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.